This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Whitson. It's great to be with you for Morning Devotions. I like Oprah Winfrey's quote about friends. She said, "Lots of people want to ride with you in the limo, but what you want is someone who'll take the bus with you when the limo breaks down." I think that's good. It's worth thinking about, having a friend who's there at the difficult times. Someone said that good friends are like stars. You don't always see them, but you know they're there. Maybe you can think of a few people like that, that people you know that you trust, that you can count on. A friend is someone who's there for you when they'd rather be somewhere else, but they stay around with you. Well, there are many internet sites today where you can establish friendships with other people. And that's something that the younger generation particularly like to do. And we like to share meals and coffee or tea with friends. Now, speaking of coffee, did you know how the coffee chain Starbucks started? It was on a business trip to Italy back in 1983 that Howard Schultz discovered that the Italians were living remarkably balanced lives. He looked at the Italians and realized they had a lot of passion about their work and their rest and their relationships. And he realized that a lot of the Italians enjoyed friendships around the 200,000 coffee bars in Italy. And because at that time there was nothing similar in the United States, he began to dream of establishing places that were Italian-influenced, where people could congregate. And he realized, as I'm sure we realize, it's not really the coffee, it's about the connection. And that became the Starbucks principle. I'm not sure how this company is doing now around, but at the time it spread around the world, and he, Howard Schultz, realized that the people have a need to meet together. How unfortunate it is, I guess, when people get to an old age and say, "I never had time to make friends, I was too busy." But sharing together with an old friend over a cup of tea or coffee is very rewarding. I'm sure that you know what I mean. It was in 2005 that a well-known American business leader, his name was Eugene O'Kelly, died at age 53. He had an aggressive brain cancer. In fact, there were three brain tumours. And O'Kelly was the CEO of the accounting firm KPMG, one of the world's biggest accounting firm. He was a man at the top of his successful career, and his doctor told him some really tragic news that he'd be dead in 100 days from this aggressive brain tumor. So he resigned from this job, devoted himself to reclaiming relationships with his family and his many friends that he'd lost contact with. He wrote a book that's available today called Chasing Daylight: How My Forthcoming Death Transformed My Life. So for this man, at age 53, life suddenly took on a new meaning, and he discovered too late in his life, of course, that he neglected his friends. And so in the 100 days that he had, in fact he had less than that, he did all he could to restore the broken friendships. He died on the 10th of September that same year, 2005. Now, that's a true story. It's a very sad story. And I think it just highlights the fact that we can be so busy that we do overlook the most precious part of life, keeping contact with our friends. And the Bible has something to say about this in Proverbs 18:24. It has some very revealing words. "Some friends don't help, but a true friend is closer than your own family." There it is, Proverbs 18:24. How different it was for Job in the Old Testament, who went through a terrible time of suffering. His friends deserted him. In fact, if you read Job chapter 6, it says, "My friends," he said, "I'm desperate, and you should help me, even if I no longer respect God Almighty. You suddenly disappear in the summer heat." In other words, the friends that he had, or thought he had, just disappeared. We might call them today the fair weather friends, who just are around when it's convenient. But we want friends, don't we, that are going to be a bit more reliable. And I think it's good to thank God for friends who bring a sense of joy and happiness in our lives. And God, I think, brings friends to us to bring comfort and restoration. And Jesus, in fact, is our biggest friend. And again, I want to talk about this tomorrow. Jesus said, "I don't speak to you as my servants." He said, "I speak to you as my friends." How wonderful it is to know that Jesus is our friend. Heavenly Father, we thank you for friends. We want to cultivate that relationship. And bless them, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.